Well, hello everybody, and welcome. Welcome to the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show. And today we're streaming live. So if you have a pen and paper handy, you're going to want to jot this number down because I believe that my guest, Laurie Seymour, who I'll formally introduce in just a moment, is going to have some really interesting tips to be sharing and insights with her deep knowledge of the magic of the quantum connection. What's that all about? Yes, you got to stay tuned. So if you are intrigued and you'd like to tap into at a rare opportunity to tap into Laurie's wisdom, you can actually dial into the show live because we're airing live today on BBS Radio out of, well, they used to be in California. Now they're in Texas. But you can dial in live and here's the number. So 1-888-627-6008, or if that doesn't work, you're outside of Canada or outside of the US, then you can dial direct, which is 323 744 4831. So, Laurie, welcome. Where are you dialing in from today, my dear?
I am here from Denver, Colorado.
Denver, Colorado. Well, it's beautiful and sunny in Calgary, Alberta, at the base of the Rocky Mountains, where I'm from. If you haven't dialed into the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show before, I'm your host, Ivani L. Silver. My passion is women entrepreneurs who are seeking to flourish. So, as a certified executive coach and chartered HR professional, I bring 30 years of business experience to these conversations. And I love having the guests that I select for the show to be sharing their insights and wisdom because every single one of them has a story to share. And sharing stories of resilience, I think, is really important when other women can see if you're in a dip right now and you're feeling like you're not confident, you're not ready to face the world. There are women who have risen from tragedy to triumph and are now out in the world doing incredible work, either in their community or in Laurie's case, working globally, that are making a difference and making an impact. And that's what this show is all about, showcasing their stories. So by way of an introduction, a more formal introduction to this topic, the magic of the quantum connection, Laurie Seymour is the founder of the Bacher Institute. She's a MA, and she is going to be joining us to share today her insights. So she is an international two-time international best-selling author. She's an international trainer and speaker, certified master trainer, actually. And she's also a host herself for a show, the Wisdom Talk Radio Podcast, which is one of the globally ranked top 3% of podcasts, according to listening notes. And I want to hear more about Laurie's background in particular, because she's been initiated as a Turiya Grand Master and holding energetic technology within her that I need to know about, and you probably want to know about as well. So the show is going to be filled with intriguing questions and content around this topic. So 25 years is her background and her depth. Laurie was honored to receive stewardship. And I'm going to have her share a little more about that piece of a very special energetic technology, which activates your inner connection with source wisdom. So this show is not about religion, but it is going to be about quantum connection and spirituality, raising your vibration, which changes pretty much everything and gives you the ability to create a connection with the quantum field, the infinite field of information and potential. Such an intriguing topic. So she is the creator of the Quantum Connection Process, which is about building a program for business and life, which is all about connecting and expressing your divine imprint, sorry, not imprint, blueprint, and celebrating your own personal creative genius. So she's a master. And I'm so delighted that she's been able to join us on the show. So, when you can connect with your energetic creative intelligence, source energy, you have the ability to really dissolve patterns that are very often emerging and showing difficulty or struggle or self-sabotage in life. So welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much. Oh dear. Can you believe that I forgot to turn my phone down? I never forget to turn my phone down.
It's the universe calling.
They can leave a message.
They can leave a message. Yes, exactly. So the dial-in piece we'll get to. So hang on to your pens and paper, because you want to probably understand a little bit more about this topic before you start dialing in with questions for Laurie. So I understand that you've personally had quite the journey. And I know that these things that impact us in life, you know, sometimes very early on in life, mm-hmm. create who we become later on and flavor the lens that we look at life through. So tell me a little bit about your history growing up, and how did that shape who you are and the work you do today?
First of all, thanks for having me here. I'm really glad that we're starting in this way too, because it mirrors what I've been writing about. Because I'm at the tail end of my book, finishing my solo book, and it's really important to understand the way that contrast, like you just said, gives us that lens through which we look at life. And for me, the lens was losing my father when I was very, very young. Oh. It was just before I was 7.
Condolences, Laurie. I know it was a long time ago, but still, yeah.
Yeah, all of that. All of that. And he was the person that I really knew and experienced love through. And now I understand that as he was the person that kept alive connection with Source. Didn't think about it as Source. Only thought about, I'm loved. I'm loved. And there was something in losing him that I lost that connection. I lost that knowing that I am loved. Mm. My mother was not cruel. It was not cruel and unusual punishment of any sort. It was simply that she had 4 kids. She was stressed. She had no money. My father did not leave her with a comfortable life. So what I learned about growing up was struggle. Life is struggle. And that sense of there never being enough. And you have to work really hard for whatever you're supposed to get. Those are the life lessons.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure that as the audience listeners are hearing your words, that there's so many that have experienced a similar thing.
Yeah.
You and I had different fathers, very different fathers. Mine was very much impacted by coming back from World War II. He got a bullet in Dunkirk, and he came back with PTSD. And he was not treated. Hundreds of thousands of men weren't treated. And so he showed up as a very angry man. And I did not feel loved. I just felt like I was getting criticized all the time, because mm-hmm. we had completely different personality styles and we clashed all the time. So mm-hmm. at least you had a chance to see a glimmer of unconditional love early on.
I did.
And then it makes it, I think, even more evident when all of a sudden that's gone, mm-hmm. to know what you missed. Whereas I didn't even grow up knowing what I was missing, because it wasn't there.
Because it wasn't there. Exactly. Yeah. And in my life, it was, I felt so different because of that. I didn't feel like I really fit in with the neighborhood kids. I just felt different. And I think I was different, period. And, you know, I mean, not from that young age was that kind of awareness there, except for being different. But as I look back on that, it really prompted me to keep looking. I was looking outside myself. Of course, that's what we do. We think whatever is missing in us is everybody else has the rule book. Everybody else got the memo. Right. But I didn't know what that was. I didn't know. I didn't have the key.
Mm.
And
you said you were 1 of 4 kids. Were you the eldest, the youngest?
I was 3rd of 4. Mm. Okay. But I was the only girl. And there was a big age gap between my next older brother and me. So I was kind of like the oldest of the second two.
Right. Well, sometimes being the girl, the girl gets more of attention from the father anyways, is what I've experienced. In my case, it wasn't positive attention, but so this connection with source peace, feeling, sort of a hole, right? In essence, a hole in your soul when you lost your father. Was there a particular experience that you went through that you can recall as a youngster that really identified for you that there was something greater out there and that there was a way to connect with it? When did that start?
No. Not early, for sure. It was just that sensing of something is missing. Absolutely, you use the word like a hole in my soul. That was the feeling. But I just thought there was something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Something wrong with me. And so that propelled me actually to go into the field of psychology. Because what do you want to, when you want to know more about yourself, you go into being a psychotherapist. And that was also where I connected with people. And people would talk to me. Friends would talk to me. Friends would look to me to be there as a sounding board for things. So that was a very natural progression for me.
Right.
And I became a psychotherapist and did that for quite a number of years. And I was there on the, what I want to say, at the cutting edge of things. This was the 70s where, I was doing encounter groups. I actually did my master's program, connected with a growth center where I did an internship, a 3-month-long internship. And I got to be with the stars of the human potential movement. And still, I felt this hole, like nothing quite tapped into that. And I was learning so much about myself and changing so much and tapping into my emotional body in ways that I hadn't known how to do before. However, I'm gonna like jump a bit, because it was in 1987, and I met the person that became my teacher for the next 25 years. And until she passed, really.
And
it was in...
Was that at an event, through a work event?
It was at an event. I had received something in the mail about this person coming to town, and she was going to give a talk and on. And I couldn't go. I had clients. I had 2 evenings where I saw clients. Those were both the evenings, of course. And my clients canceled.
Of course.
So I got to go. And I talked a friend into going with me. And she said, well, if it's really terrible, if it's really strange, if it's, way out there, too out there, can we go and get a cappuccino? And I said, sure. So we went, and for both of us, it changed our lives entirely. Mm-hmm. For me, in relationship to the piece that I'm describing about that hole, or that, that really foundational experience, it was in an experience with this teacher, that with this woman, that, and it was an energetic experience. It was an initiation. That I experienced an absolute infilling, an absolute connection with them, and so much love. And it wasn't like her love for me, it was really feeling the love of the universe. It was feeling my own, this is how it all works. It was like the key went into the lock was undone, and I felt filled.
And was there one particular concept that really resonated with you?
It has nothing to do with concepts at all. Okay. Not in the least.
Okay.
Because this was an energetic initiation. This was an energetic experience. And it was in the experience Because I had concepts from here to around the world and back 10 times. I was a concept kind of person. And this took me so completely beyond concepts and ideas into direct experience. And it was that direct experience that I couldn't doubt. And that was the thing, is that I was had so much self-doubt. Anytime I'd know that there was something true, and yet I doubt it. In this moment, the doubt was gone. The doubt was gone because how can you doubt what you've been longing for your entire life and here?
Sounds like a beautiful experience. So, what did that catapult you to do afterwards that was
A few
vastly
different things.
different? Yeah.
One is that it gave me, in a very immediate kind of way, it gave me a touchstone. It gave me a touchstone when a doubt would arise, I'd say, this feels pretty awful in my body, this doubt. It
Right.
doesn't feel anything like what that experience was. And I came to know that experience, I'm just referring to it that way, as
Yeah.
truth.
Right.
That is what truth is. That's what truth feels like in the physical body. And it's that truth of we're part of the universe. We are the universe. We don't have to think about anything religious in that because there really isn't anything religious in that. It is that sense of being a part of the whole, being the whole, both a part of the whole and the whole at the same time.
Right.
Later on, the my own learning and research around quantum physics gave me a lot of information about that. But in those years to come, that experience of being able to use that as a foundational touchstone has served me hugely
Right.
in moving out of self-doubt. The
Right.
other thing it did, the big thing it did in that time of my life, was I couldn't continue to be a psychotherapist anymore, is what it felt like. My
Interesting.
practice, I stopped calling myself a psychotherapist because I got to see ways in which change could happen quickly without doing a lot of excavation, without going back and digging up the past and dwelling in that. And so I had to go to my clients and say, this is where I am now. I don't know where it's going. I'm happy to refer you on. I have all kinds of people I can send you to. Or if you want to continue with me, I don't know what it's going to look like. And let's see. And some people chose to go on, some people chose to stay.
Well, it's quite a different world. And just even thinking about the distinction between psychotherapy and coaching. I was on a call just this morning. We were talking about the difference between counseling and coaching, right? That's why I love coaching as an executive coach. It's because it's not about fixing something that's broken or somebody that's broken. Everybody is whole and complete exactly the way that they are when they come to the table for a conversation. It's about looking forward into the future and creating a better way for them to more readily access their potential. But it's doing it in a completely different way to your process. So, really interesting, really interesting. So, tell me more. When people say to you at a networking event, right, you're just
Oh
meeting
dear.
on a summer
Tell
barbecue and they say, so, what do you do? How do you answer
Oh dear. You know what? I
that?
hate answering that. I hate answering that because really for me, who I am and what I do and where I connect with people is not in a 10-second, ad lib, here is what I do. Yes, I can say I work with people to help them activate and accelerate their connection with their own inner guidance system.
That's beautiful. Activate and accelerate their connection with their inner guidance system. I bet that
And
prompts another layer of, well, that sounds interesting. How do
either
you do
that or, oh,
that,
interesting. Okay, I see somebody over there I got to talk to. It depends. It
Could
depends
be,
on whether someone has that opening of saying, wait, what?
Right.
So this is, for me, it's beyond intuition. It's into that place that where we know we are, we have access. We have access to that flow, that guidance, that what is my next step? Do I go turn left or do I turn right? Do I with this person or do I hire that person for the position that I have open? That it's, we can tune in to all of the data points, but then there's a whole set of data points that we can get when we go beyond what we already know. And this is about connecting with your own creative intelligence, which is beyond what you already know. So this is so exciting because innovation is able to be brought forward. New
Right.
ideas are able to be brought forward. New ways of doing things.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting because since you and I first booked this conversation, and it's been a little while because Laurie's been so busy,
Well, because I
which
was
is all
5 weeks
good.
in Europe.
Exactly, which is all good. I am in the middle of a course right now, and it is diving deeply down the rabbit hole, looking at quite a lot of these topics of quantum physics and the field, the greater quantum field, and how to access different quantum jumping and different access points to tap into the other versions of me that are living in different dimensions. It's fascinating, fascinating work. So when you have your own process, is there like a number of steps that you take people through? I'm intrigued to learn a little bit more before we go to a break.
It's multidimensional, which means that it is not any one way for everybody.
Okay.
So I have a number of different programs that people can come into, a number of touch points really of people being able to come in and into my world and get exposure to that. And it's getting exposure, that's not the right word, but I'll finish that sentence, to the energy,
Right.
to the way in which the energies work. And I work with higher consciousness energy symbols and tools to be able to activate that blueprint within you, activate your own connection.
Right.
And sometimes that may mean we spend time talking through something. So it may look like a coaching session. And it's always from within that place of knowing that the energies are working, not by my, they're by my use, but not by my direction. In other words, the energies have so much more intelligence than I do.
Right.
And they are of that other dimension. And I trust that and I know that. And the symbols are a way of aligning with that and bringing them in order to affect change, in order to open those doors. Really,
Right.
in order to, again, using that word activate, the capacity or the ability of the cells to bring in more light, to raise their frequency. And that's part of what happens. So we can think, oh, what does that even mean to, raise the frequency in the cell? And we've done some research around all that. That's another whole world. But what it means practically is that you're seeing things differently. You're receiving things differently. We talk about manifestation. Well, you can't manifest just by having an idea. It's like you have to go to that dimension or that frequency level of that which you want to attract in.
Right. You got to match
And
frequency level.
the frequency matching, so to speak. I was at a situation in this last in Europe where I got sick. I don't usually get sick. And part of what was happening was I was in a situation where it wasn't the same frequency that I'm used to. And I was using that contrast to really understand more about me, and that was great. And at the same time, I know the places where I kind of either went into agreement or wanted to be like everybody else. That's kind of a rough way of saying that. And it
Interesting.
doesn't work. That didn't work for me.
When I first started doing some of the quantum jumping exercises, every time I did one, I would then get violently ill, and be, thrown out that night. And it was just so evident to draw the parallels between what I was doing earlier in the day and what was happening, as as my body was adjusting. So
And your
really
body does
interesting.
have to adjust, doesn't it? It's not necessarily that something's wrong, which is where people's heads are going to go.
So
And it
interesting.
sounds like you didn't. You knew.
I didn't go there, but I did, pay attention to all the things that it could have been, eliminated some things, and then when I did it again, I was like, okay, I already took out all the other things that it could have been. So this, no, thank you for the, thank you, universe, for the message.
The body has to go through its changes, and it has to catch up with the level of change that we're going through. So it's not always comfortable, and
It's
it's not
not.
always easy. But part of my work is also to teach people about how life works so that you can maintain that, sustain that connection. It's not enough to have a one-time fabulous experience at all. It's not enough. Then we have to say, how do I maintain that? How do I keep that going? How do I keep elevating that frequency?
Yeah, it's interesting. When I was writing my book, it took 2 years to get it out, but 9 months to write it. Every morning I would get up at 5. I would do my morning ritual. So I'd do my meditation, my journaling, my visualization. And then, for the first half hour, it was all about getting in a state to be ready. And then, even though I claim to be the author, it really was a download experience for the next hour writing. And being guided on, what are the 40 words and word concepts that need to be in my book. So my book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, you'll hear about that in just a moment, was really a download, and a curation of all of what I consider to be the most impactful concepts that have helped me grow and helped me expand and help my clients over the years, put into a book and then an action item for each word. So the really embed the learning. So, listeners, if you didn't have your pen ready earlier and you're now intrigued and inspired to, bring forward a question, don't be scared to pick up the phone. This is a live opportunity. So, if you don't have the number handy, here it is. And then we're going to go to a quick break and then you can come back on. Is 1-888-627 6008. And so that's toll free for the US. And if that does not work for you, if you're in Canada where I am or outside the US, dialing direct, the number is 323-744-4831. So we're going to go to a quick break. So Laurie, if you want to catch up on your water infill, we're just going to share a little bit more about the book Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, which I talked about earlier. And this was a promotional video that was put together when it first launched, and it did hit bestseller overnight, which I'm extremely proud of. And it continues to be a big part of my body of work. So let's just roll the video. My producer, show producer, will put that on in just a second.
Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, The New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in four different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
There we go. And as you can tell, that video was put together for the 2018 launch. And that book has continued to be a popular book. And for every physical copy purchased, I donate one. Usually it's in stacks of 10. To Women's Shelter Foundation, or not for profit, to help women at all stages in their life and career to have the language they need to ask for what they want to get it.
Oh, how wonderful, Yvonne. And that was a beautiful video.
Oh, I loved it too. I haven't seen it for a while.
Yeah, and I've never seen it. So it was like,
oh,
yeah.
Just, here we go. Wow. One word can change your life, right? Mindfulness. Yeah. Here we go. So Laurie, you've talked a little bit about the approach that you're using, very much connecting with the tools that you were a steward to download Now, I'm trained in Reiki, so you know that's all level two, all about connecting through the symbols. So did you download a collection of symbols, or tell me more about that? And then I'm interested, too, in this whole topic of being a Turiya Grandmaster. What is that about, too?
So these are one and the same.
Okay.
So, in 1997, I was initiated as one of two Turiya Grandmasters. The other one has since passed. I was the one that was actually, that went out and actively, as well, since then, been teaching. Turiya came through my teacher, Dawn, and it came through in two different forms. And actually, let me backtrack a bit. Dawn's expression was always about initiation, and it was always about bringing through those new frequencies into her body, which wasn't always easy physically, because our bodies are set up to operate in a particular way. And as we bring in those new frequencies, our body has to go through things. Mm-hmm. And that's what we were just talking about before. Right. She had a way of being able to, I don't know if it's exactly step them down, but to translate them through her body, through her own energetic system, and then to be able to impart them to us. And the us was, there were about 50 people that stayed together for a number of years. And we all lived it all over the place. And all different walks of life, from, you know, business to teaching, to government, to scientists, to artists, the whole gamut. I got pregnant in that time. I had not been able to get pregnant. So there's a lot of change that happened for all of us. And what we were doing in that time was really doing our own inner research. We were looking at how our lives changed in being able to receive these new energy systems. Mm-hmm. and how to live with that, how to live in such a way that we were allowing that change, we were using that change in the service of what we wanted to create in the world.
Right.
And it was really from that place of acknowledgement of the whole, you know, that we're part and parcel of everything else. And so if I have this new something that I'm needing to bring out into the world, it's going to come from that place that's going to make sure it's okay. It's okay in the world. Maybe it's not the right time, but that's another piece of, you know, checking out to make sure that it's aligned.
Right.
So in the years that we worked with Dawn, there was that time where these two forms came into being, Turiya Touch and Turiya Meditation. Dawn had been initiated very, very early on as a Reiki master.
Right.
However, it's way too long of a story to tell here. She always knew that there was more. And she had experiences in Japan where she was given her first symbols. And it changed everything in her life. The short part of the story is that someone had set up a class for her somewhere in Ottawa, and she had 87 some people in the talk that night, which is unheard of. I used to run to coordinate Reiki classes for my Reiki master in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't see those kind of numbers.
Right.
And she... things happened for her during that. She had to stop even telling the story. It was like, it's time to get on. And all she kept hearing was, forget the old, get on with the new. Forget the old, get on with the new. And that was pretty devastating. She knew what she was supposed to do to initiate people into Reiki. And she's waiting for people to kind of clear out, like, who's going to stay to actually receive the initiations. And she's waiting and waiting, and the organizer finally comes up to her and says, well, come on, people are waiting. Well, there were still 50-some people there waiting to be initiated, to spend the weekend.
Right.
And so that is what she did. And everything that she knew about how to initiate people into Reiki was wiped out from her memory. And all she could do, and what she kept hearing, was to do what she was given. That was hard. She felt, am I ripping people off? Am I, you know, what's going on here?
Right.
But then in the weekend, what she proceeded to see was that instead of people talking about their illnesses or their problems, what they were talking about was love. And they were talking about these experiences of being filled with so much love. And we know that that frequency of unconditional love changes everything.
Right.
And it takes care of everything.
Yeah.
And that's when she started realizing that this was a whole new way of being.
Right.
And it was another way over 10 years before the forms of being named Tereya came into being. Mm-hmm. So Tereya Touch is a hands-on way of working, and Tereya Meditation is a way where you don't have to touch anyone, but you are still working with those energies of initiation and the higher consciousness energy symbols during the time of meditation with people.
Right. So intriguing. I remember when I read the book Power Versus Force, I was actually doing a book club at that time, and I had a number of books. You know, obviously my own was the first one because I know it the best that we explored. But that was one we explored and found it fascinating how, you know, because my passion is words, how different words had different vibrational levels.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously love is, you know, the powerful force, right? Whereas when we're looking at some much lower vibrational words, it pulls you right down, right? Mm-hmm. Just pulls you down.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So you are one person now, and none of the other people that were at that very early session then continued on with it to get their own grandmaster status level?
Well, there is no other. I mean, a grandmaster is a singular thing. There are other masters. There is no other grandmaster.
Okay, got it. Wow. Well, I'm sure that is on a global scale such an honor. And the work that you were doing when you were in Europe, you were hosting an event, right?
I was.
Mm-hmm. Could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was doing it with a colleague. It wasn't Tereya Build. It was what we called the Mornes Retreat. And this was in south of Barcelona, Spain. And it was all around, how do you bring in and claim more of what you really want in life? The morning sessions were Tereya Meditation, and they were that unlocking of those other dimensions, that blueprint within each person. And so there's a series of ways of working that go into a Tereya Meditation intensive. And this was, you know, based upon that. And then there's teaching that goes along with that. And then there was a lot of private time for private sessions, both my colleague Yvonne, who is an executive business coach, and who, you know, we were working with people with their businesses, with their lives, with their relationships. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and of course, being in gorgeous Spain and having fabulous food,
yeah,
and having some experiences, you know, out in Barcelona as well, but really being able to go very, very deeply into that new way of living life, a new operating system, really.
Yeah, love it. And what's your book? What's your new book about? Are you able to share a little more about that? What it's called?
The title may change, but it has stayed for quite some time now. And the title is The Original Blessing. And it really is that about that original blessing of we come in connected. We forget that connection, and that can happen because love in our, like for me, the experience of love, the person that was anchored in died.
Right. Well,
so
I
didn't experience that anymore. And in that, I forgot. So in that forgetting, then it's the journey of remembering, of how do you come back to that place of remembering what you came in with.
It's fascinating. A lot of the principles that you're sharing, you know, I said I'm in the middle of this course, but it's also, you know, the last 6 months of, you know, personal change that I chose to step into, that's to do with, you know, we get what we tolerate, and deciding to make some changes, has helped me to create a new program, which is called My Voice. And the very first piece of that is about minimizing and editing. That's what the M stands for. So much like, you know, Michelangelo, he's chipping away the marble and the statue is inside. You know, we have, that's what I hear from what you just shared too, is we have all of this inside us naturally. And yet we forget along the way because things happen in life. And then we, you know, we go to school and certain things get, you know, twisted up in our minds in terms of what is or isn't acceptable, and, you know, commercialization, and, you know, this thinking that you basically, you know, you go to college, you get a job, and, you know, you work until you're 65, and then you might be lucky enough to have good health and retire. But as you said, there is more out there in life, and you can claim that moreness, right?
Right, exactly that. And I used to frankly feel that moreness was not okay. And I was taught that. I was taught that quite literally from my mother. It's like, don't expect, don't get too big for your britches. You know, so many variations of that. I remember we lived on the East Coast. I grew up in Philadelphia. We went to visit my father's sister, who would spend a month in a grand hotel down the shore, which is the beach. Went to visit her for a day, and she had her mink stole on. And I was probably 8 years old or something. And it was like, oh gosh, maybe I was 10. I don't know. And she let me wear it. It really bugged my mother. It's like, don't get used to it. Don't expect this is not, it's like, this is not going to be your life.
Right.
Ugh, that's a pretty crummy message. I mean, that's a really crummy message to give to your kid.
Yes. I got a similar one from my dad, which was those who ask don't get. I'm like, well, if I don't ask, how do you know I want it?
Right.
If I don't ask, I'm not going to get it anyway.
And boy, it was, this is ridiculous. Tie that around to what you tolerate, what you were just talking about. That's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so here we are in, you know, yeah, I have no interest in particularly in having a mink stole, but, you know, I could if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But it comes into the place even now of being willing and just stepping into who I know I am and who I am. It's not even the knowing. That's a separation. It's stepping in with being the teacher, the oracle, the orator that I am. And not having any place that wants to pull that back into something else because, oh, well, maybe not.
Right.
You know, we're here to be, I feel like I'm here to be of service, in service. But I mean that in the kind of the biggest sense possible. I'm here to be in service to that which gives me life.
Right.
And I believe we all are. And when I can acknowledge that which gives me life as my connection with presence, then everything becomes part and parcel of that. And I don't want to do anything else but that.
Right.
And that's a pretty joyful and pretty fun place to be alive in.
Yeah. And you can express it in so many different ways. I remember one of my coaches in the past who also was a very skilled reader. And I was having one of those stressful moments. It had been going on for a few months. It was like, I just want some peace in my head. And I just want to know what I'm here to do. What's my purpose? And she came back and she said, what's coming through is you're here to uplift the spirit of humanity. And I was like, what the heck? That sounds like huge. How the heck am I supposed to do that? And yet I have been able to step into, you know, authoring a best-selling book, hosting this radio show, impacting, you know, hundreds, which is then having a massive ripple effect of women entrepreneurs who have, you know, businesses that are, you know, after we work together that are flourishing. That's what my work is all about, women entrepreneurs seeking to flourish. And so it is impacting the spirit of humanity.
It is. And absolutely. You absolutely are.
Yeah. But at the time it was like, it kind of freaked me out. I'm like, oh my God.
Because we have so big. So much that gets attached to that. You know, so many things that we think, what the heck does that mean? Oh my God, that must be, I have to, you know, weight myself down and become something I'm not. There was a woman at the retreat that just happened in Spain. The biggest thing that changed for her, there were a lot of things she mentioned, but the thing that really stuck with me was how she was able to step into this place where she felt so much love for her whole family. She did not feel that before. And for her husband's family. And she just, it was easy. There wasn't anything she had to get rid of or to work on. It was like something had unlocked in her just with ease, with such ease and grace.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So obviously for those listening, now that you've heard more about Laurie, her story, her background, the work that she's up to in the world, huge and impactful work. So they can definitely find out more about you at Baca Institute, B-A-C-A, the Baca Institute. And then I know that you brought a couple of gifts for the listeners, which is always joyful. So talk to me a little bit about your quantum connection quiz. What's that about?
Well, when I think about the way in which we each characteristically interact with the universe, we have styles. We have our own unique style. And even if it's a kind of a blend of two or whatever, but we still have one that dominates. Right. And the quiz is an opportunity for you to see, what is that? What is my style? Huh. And in my, I want to call it a system, but in my system, there are four natural ways that people have, you know, that dominate. You may have one that's back there too. And in knowing what that is, you get to both know your superpower, the way in which you most ideally work, and what are the things that are your blind spots? What are the things that you might want to give a little more attention to? For example, if you're a pioneer, and so many of the people that I work with are pioneers, they're people that are, you know, so far ahead of the pack. And they've got these grand ideas, and maybe they're putting them into action, but maybe they haven't quite figured out how to do that. But they know that what they have is really important. Often what happens for the pioneer is they don't know how to bring people along with them.
Right.
And they don't know how to develop the team because they haven't figured out how to build that connection for the other people that would love to know more, that would love to be part of it.
Excellent. So there's also the quantum connection bundles. And I think that, you know, as we're just wrapping the show up here, people can connect with you at the Baca Institute. They can find the quantum connection quiz and then look at, you know, finding out even more about the quantum connection bundle and reaching out and connecting with you directly.
Yes.
This has been really fascinating, Laurie. I'm so glad that we connected. Unfortunately, our time is up today. So I thank you for joining me today. And I hope the listeners have had a really interesting and intriguing experience. Looking forward to our next show. Thank you so much, Laurie.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Bye for now, everybody.